Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five important things first-time home buyers should know. My guest today is a graduate of North Carolina Central University. She's been a top real estate producer in Metro Atlanta for more than 8 years. In 2008, she and her husband opened the Brinkley Realty Group. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who is committed to working with first-time homebuyers to help them achieve the American dream of home ownership. Ms. Janice Brinkley, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, Ms. Brinkley, we know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Why should first-time homebuyers buy now?
Because the housing market is much more affordable than it has been in the past, due to the economy.
And how does that benefit the first-time home buyer, besides price?
They're able to get more house for the money. They are possibly, in some cases, able to walk in with equity already in their homes. And in a market like today, it is the best time to buy.
Well, Ms. Brinkley, what are some of the most common first-time home buyer mistakes?
Some of the common mistakes are first-time homebuyers are a little nervous about the process, and they don't ask enough questions of their lenders, and sometimes they miss out on the best deals and opportunities. Number two, they don't act quick enough sometimes. They're a little slow at making a decision, and then what happens? Someone else buys the home that they're really interested in. Number three, they don't find the right real estate professional. So a lot of times the process for buying can be very difficult and frustrating. And if they're able to get someone that's really knowledgeable of the first-time homebuyer's market, then they're able to release a lot of the frustration because they'll be able to take them through the process very smoothly. Number four, they don't do enough sometimes when they make their offers, and it's not very enticing to the seller because they're very skeptical. A lot of times when they find homes, they don't look at the resale value that they're purchasing. And then the average first-time home buyer only stays in a home for about 4 years. So they really need to look at the resale value of the home that they're actually purchasing.
Well, what down payment assistance programs are available to first-time home buyers?
The Brinkley Realty Group, we've partnered up with nonprofit organizations who offer the different, depending on the county that they live in, here in the Metro Atlanta area, there are county funds available to them, bond money. Also, we work with the Department of Community Affairs, where they have federal funds that's available to them to help with their down payment assistance. And when they remove the down payment assistance, some people seem to think that they removed all down payment assistance, but that is not the case. There are funds available for first-time home buyers to purchase homes. And that's what our niche is, helping those first-time home buyers get the funds available to them so that they can purchase.
Well, speaking of first-time home buyers, let's get some clarification here. What's the difference between pre-qualified and pre-approved?
Pre-qualification, a lot of times when first-time home buyers come to us, most likely they may have had pre-qualification done. And basically, that's a verbal over the phone with their lender, getting the information verbally, such as their income, their expenses, and then they basically run those numbers, and the lender would give them a pre-qualification. But when you go into the pre-approval, which we really prefer to have, they actually submit their pay stubs, their bank statements, and get them into the lender so that the lender can submit them over to the underwriter and get it pre-approved. And then when we get that pre-approval, we know that the finances have been submitted to underwriting for approval.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, why should first-time homebuyers use a real estate agent?
The reason for using, I prefer to say realtor. And the reason they should use a realtor is because the transaction can be very complicated if you're not and very intimidating if you're not used to contracts and the process. And the reason I say I prefer to use the term realtor versus real estate is because if you have a realtor that's representing you, you have someone that is a part of the National Association of Realtors, which has a code of ethics to follow. And that way you know that they have integrity when they're working with you. And we know the real estate market has been not the best and have not had the best representation. So when you're working with a realtor, you know that you're getting someone who's a member of the National Association of Realtors and the local boards, say Georgia Association of Realtors, and their county boards, and they are certainly looking out for the best interest of their buyers or sellers or investors.
So a regular real estate agent may not be a realtor.
That's right. All real estate agents are not realtors.
Okay, thanks for that clarification. And finally, how can you be reached?
Janice at BrinkleyRealtyGroup.com. Our website is www.BrinkleyRealtyGroup.com. My office number is 678-935-0887, or my direct line is 678-935-0915.
All right. Well, Ms. Janice Brinkley, owner of the Brinkley Realty Group, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another wonderful job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to take a look at our digital publication. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.